Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. In studio, we have this morning with us Lisa Wilson, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Lisa, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I'm ready for the new decade.
Absolutely. We're the last day of the year, so it's I can't believe we are already about to hit 2020. It just seems like almost like yesterday it was 2019. We were waiting for 2019. It's hard to believe. That's for sure.
So, I know. It's exciting.
It is exciting. So, again, a lot of things going on in Independence, as usual. But the first thing you want to start out with, and it's still going on all the way up until the 31st of January, Spirit Pumps.
That's right. So, Mikey's Convenience Store is supporting our youth by donating money from the gas proceeds that are being pumped out of the Spirit Pump. So 3 cents of every gallon of gas that is being pumped from the Spirit Pump, and if you go by Mikey's, you're going to see it. It's the one farthest north. And again, 3 cents of every gallon that's purchased at the Spirit Pump will be donated back to the local schools. So they started this December the 5th, and we have until January the 31st to continuously keep pumping gas at Mikey's and pumping money into our kids. So I just wanted to give a big shout out because, you know, there are so many businesses in Independence that give back to our community in lots of different ways. And Mikey's is one of those businesses. And just a reminder that everybody needs gas in their vehicles at one point or another. And to stop by Mikey's and help make a difference and help them contribute some money to our kids.
Absolutely. You're already paying the same amount of gas, so might as well go to that pump, and you're going to pay the same amount, but at least some of that money will go to the kids in the community.
Yes, and I want to point out that you're right. You're not paying extra for the gas. You do not have to buy the premium gas. Any gas that is pumped out of that Spirit Pump, and I think there might be three nozzles, so it doesn't matter which one you choose. Whatever fuel comes out of that pump is part of the 3 cents that they're donating to the school.
That's awesome. That is incredible. So, again, be sure to get out there to Mikey's to fill up your car, and that way you're filling up your car and you're also filling up, helping out the kids in the community.
Absolutely.
So coming up also on January 3rd will be First Friday.
That's right. And this one's going to be, they're always good, but I wanted to really kind of talk about First Friday in some detail and encourage people to attend. Maybe make that your New Year's resolution. But First Friday is an event that is co-sponsored by the City of Independence and the Chamber of Commerce, and its purpose is to inform the community, keep them informed about what's going on in the community on a wide variety of topics and subjects. And we're always open to ideas. So if you're someone or an organization that has something that you want to share with the community, be sure and give me a call at the office. We'll see if I can get you on the speaker roster. If not, we do at the end of the event, we always do 30-second shout outs, and we let everybody get up and do some shameless plugs. So there's lots of ways that I can get you involved in that event. But this particular one, we have four great speakers, and then we have a couple of other things that will take place at the end. Our business sponsor is Enbridge Pipeline, and I tell everyone that because Enbridge will be coming to Independence. Brent Rush, who is the community engagement advisor, will be there. He comes once a year, and he always tells us what's going on with Enbridge. Of course, we have part of the pipeline, so does Coffeyville, coming through the community. At least I think Coffeyville has part of the pipeline, but Independence definitely has the pipeline through their community. And it's important people know what's under the ground and how that affects them, and things to look for, and just to be aware of your surroundings. So they are going to be there, and they will be speaking for 5 minutes as their business sponsorship. And then our speakers are going, we have four speakers. Our first set of speakers will be talking about the Martin Luther King Jr. celebration that's coming up on the 19th. Charles Barker and Kathy Shepard are charter members of the Diversity Task Force, and that's under the Chamber of Commerce, and they're going to be speaking to the Martin Luther King celebration. It's always a great day, so we encourage everyone to get out on Sunday, the 19th, 2 o'clock. There's a free soup luncheon at 3 o'clock. The event will start. It's at the community, it's at the high school arts center. can't even think what community, the art, anyway, Fine Arts Center at the high school. And it's a great, great event. And so they will be kicking us off by speaking about that. And also we're asking that people bring canned food items because, of course, everyone knows we just came out of Thanksgiving and Christmas and our local food pantry, our food basket, has been depleted somewhat because of the overabundance of need. And so it's time now that we help refill that. So the food drive during the Martin Luther King Jr. celebration helps make that happen. There's a kind of a food fight competition between the schools. Usually Eisenhower Elementary wins the competition. Those little
boy.
Kiddos.
You know they love that.
I know. They bring it on and they collect and make a difference. So anyway, we'll be collecting canned food at the First Friday event as well in order to help celebrate and help support, rather, the Community Access Center's food basket. And then after that, Travis Alexander, who is Toastmasters Vice President of Public Relations. You may or may not know that a lot of people don't. That's why we're doing this, that Independence has a Toastmasters chapter. It's called Speak Up Independence. And if you don't know what Toastmasters is, you can come to First Friday and learn more about it. But it is an organization that you join, and it teaches you public speaking skills. And it's really cool. I've been involved in it, and I'm hoping to get more involved in 2020. And they'll give you the meeting dates and how you can get involved and really excel in your public speaking. That some people are not very comfortable public speaking, and this gives you an opportunity to kind of fine-tune and hone those skills. And then third, we're going to have Patrick Conway. He is half of the dynamic duo of Michelle and Patrick Conway, who are a husband and wife team that have three businesses in our community. Patrick takes care of Brothers Railroad Inn. Michelle takes care of Sawyer's Fine Wine and Spirits liquor store. And then together they are working on the Prairie Royal Ballroom, which they recently took over in Independence. And that's where the Vintage Steakhouse used to be. And so now you can rent it out and
nice.
Have, I know. And so it's really fun because I'm interested to hear Patrick talk about all the things that happened over the Christmas break and Christmas holidays and parties that they had there and kind of the ideas that he has for that facility for 2020. So that's our business spotlight, which is new this year. We're going in 2020. We're going to start doing business spotlights. We're going to pick a business and really let them come to the podium and tell us all about what's happening within the walls of their business.
And that's then exciting.
I know. Our fourth speaker is Paige Petruca, and she is from the ICC Theater Department. And you may or may not know this, but Paige is a former actor on the Hallmark Channel. I've seen her in about three movies and myself, and so it's really cool to see her on TV, and then you see her in person. But she is so energetic and inspiring, and she's making a difference on the campus in the theater department. So she's going to be there talking about...
That's very cool.
I know. It is cool. Going to be there talking about all the things that are happening next year in the theater department at the college. And then lastly, two really cool things. We will be making a check presentation to Main Street and for some money that we raised during the Veterans Day of Honor through T-shirt sales and the Run for the Colors and some poster sales. And we did this last year. I think we donated $1,500 from the collections during that event. And this year, I don't know what the number is, but I'll report next week. But we are donating that money to Main Street so that they can purchase additional brackets so that we can put up more Veterans Day banners on downtown Independence and out on West Main. And those are beautiful banners. What an amazing way to honor our veterans. And so we are using, like I said, the proceeds of some of the monies that we raised at Veterans Day of Honor to pump them right back into making a difference and honoring our veterans. And then the last check that will be presented to the Bird Hunters United National Finals. It's coming up on January the 16th through the 19th. And the National Upland Classic Series Kansas State Championships, which will be held January 31st through February 2nd. And we are using tourism money. Of course, the chamber gets the guest tax money from the bed tax, which is a transient guest tax that's paid by not us, but people from out of town. And we use that money to regenerate tourism in our communities and in our county. And we are we have a grant program that people can write for. And we decided this year in 2020, we're going to be making those check presentations in front of the public and making people aware of what we're doing with those tourism funds and letting the people who are receiving those tourism funds really talk about what that means for the community as far as economy, people that are eating in the restaurants, gassing up, shopping downtown, staying in the hotels, and what that means for Independence in the county. So we'll be presenting two checks for a couple of tourism events that will be happening. And then what's cool is Rusty Baker, who was involved in both of those hunts, actually, is going to be coming back in February to speak about those hunts. So you're going to kind of see us present the money, and then you're going to see the results of those funds and hear about all the things that happened during those two hunting events.
That's awesome. So, yeah, again, a lot of things going on. And I know about the Veterans Day of Honor thing. You're talking about adding the brackets. I got to see a few of those when I was driving down there when they had those up. Those were very, very cool looking, very classy looking, and I hope they'll be able to have more brackets so they can hang more of those things up during the Veterans Day of Honor even next year. So
absolutely,
it was very cool. So First Friday, like you said, a lot of stuff going on First Friday, so a lot of speakers and a lot of different things going on. Coming up next on Saturday, the Community Recycling Day will start around 8 o'clock.
That's right. So from 8 to noon, you can drop off your recycling. This is always a big one because everybody has all of their cardboard and everything from Christmas and things that they've kind of held on to recycle. So we will be at the recycling station at the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple from 8 to noon. And as always, not only can you drop off your recycling, but you can also drop off those bulky items and furniture and appliances and e-waste and basically anything you want to get rid of, we will take. The Chamber is sponsoring this one and the Pride Committee. So those will be the familiar faces when the volunteers come out to your car and pop your trunk and open up your back seat and get all of your recyclables out for you.
So you can get that done early in the morning, then head on over to Indy Brew Works for some beer yoga starting at 10:30.
Isn't that crazy? I love this. In fact, I was at the brewery over the weekend. So my daughter was in town from North Carolina. She was getting ready to leave. And so we got together as a family. And then my daughter's in-laws, they also joined them actually. And so there were eight of us at this table in the brewery. And have you been to the brewery yet?
I have not. I'm making plans on getting there though.
It's so cool. You should really go. And I encourage everyone to go for a couple different reasons. First of all, let me tell you, they do not serve food, but they allow food to be brought in, which is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Then you can go pick up a pizza at Brothers and go right on in the brewery.
Yeah, just walk right in,
have
your pizza there along with your order a couple of beers, and you'll be good to go.
Yeah. So that's cool. The other thing is they do not have TVs. It's not a sports bar. It's not noisy. I mean, they do have some like music playing, but it's just cool. When I was in there, you don't see people on their phones. You see people engaged in conversation with each other and really having a good time. I was sitting at a table of eight. We brought a game. It was like adult Yahtzee. I can't remember the name of the game, but it was fun. And we played for about an hour, a game just at the table with the eight of us. And those that were drinking beer drank different flights of beer. And I think now they started out with four, and I think now they have eight different beers. And everybody was talking about how good the beer is. I've tasted the beer. I thought it was good, but I'm not a beer drinker. And for all those non-beer drinkers out there, they serve Diet Coke, they serve other pop, and so don't let that keep you from experiencing it. You know, some your friends all maybe like to drink beer, and you're like, I don't want to do that. You mean they have other things, so there's something for everyone, and it's just a great place. So I just encourage everyone to really tell everyone about the brewery, go visit the brewery, and try out this beer yoga. I don't know if I'm going to go, but I might swing by because I want to see that in action. But if you go on Facebook, they have the event on their Facebook page, and there's a lot of activity on there. So
oh,
I think
nice.
There's a lot of people that are interested. I mean, think about it. I think it'd be pretty cool to get in there and do your yoga and your stretching, and then when it's all done, sit down and have a beer.
Take down a few beers. Hey, and after you're done with that, head on home, get cleaned up, and then head out to Independence Community to Gulch for some basketball.
I know. So I tell you, it's just like Coffeyville. There's always something going on in Independence. Independence Community College will be taking on Garden City. They will be coming in from the west, and we will be hosting.
Trip, man.
I know. My sister lives in Liberal, and we make that trip a lot. Anyway, they're going to be coming in, and probably due to the length of the drive, the women's game will tip off at 4 o'clock, and the men's game will follow at 6. So the games are not their usual 6 and 8 times. So
right.
Make a note of that. Women play at 4, men play at 6, and get out and cheer on those Pirates to a couple of victories.
So, I mean, your Saturday is complete. You do some recycling in the morning, and then after that, head over for some beer yoga, and then after that, check out 2 basketball games. Your Saturday is packed already. So,
I know.
So a lot of things going on. Then on January 7th, if you have not had enough basketball, we'll get some more basketball fix for you. The Independence High School basketball team will be taking on Parsons.
I know. So the high school kids, or actually all the kids, will be going back to school on the 6th. That's their first day back for the spring semester, even though it doesn't feel like spring necessarily.
No.
But on the 7th, which will be the following day, the Independence High School basketball team will be taking on Parsons, as you said. Varsity girls will play at 6. Varsity boys will follow at 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock. So cheer on the Bulldogs.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. So more basketball if you can't get enough basketball there. Coming up starting on January 15th, and this is going to run for a few months, will be the Entrepreneurial Mindset class at the ICC Fab Lab.
Yes. Yeah, so I have taken this class, and it's really beneficial, very inspiring. It really does help you discover your passion, and you're surrounded by other entrepreneurs that have that, just as the name says, that mindset, that spirit, and that support too. You know, there's a lot of creativity that goes on in these classes. So the Independence Community College will be hosting the Entrepreneurial Mindset class. It's the Ice House Entrepreneur Program. It starts January 5th through May 13th. It's on Wednesday evenings from 6 to 8. They even provide a light dinner. And you will develop an entrepreneurial mindset for business and for life. And it's facilitated by Jim Carell. And I really enjoyed it. It's very casual. You sit around a table and, you know, you do some work before you get there, and then you all just kind of work together and brainstorm and unpack ideas and discuss and share, and it's just really cool. And you hear from other entrepreneurs their ideas. So many of them are working regular 8-to-5 jobs, doing their regular job, but in the back of their mind, they have these really cool ideas, and they just haven't really stepped out in faith yet to make it happen, but they're embarking on that. And sometimes this class really helps them take that next step, and they still might keep their full-time job and do this as a side hustle. Many times they've quit their full-time jobs and jumped in with both feet and started their own business, and which is cool, because when we get a lot of small businesses in our communities and in our county, it's a win. You know, we need the large major manufacturers. Absolutely, we need them. And in addition to that, we need a lot of small businesses. You don't want the saying, all your eggs in one basket. You want a really good mix. We don't want all small businesses, and we don't need probably all huge major manufacturers, but we do need a good mix of that. And many times our small businesses don't have that support that they need. They have that idea, but they don't have that support system that they need to be successful. And the classes that Jim Carell provides out at the college are exactly that. They are the classes that help these entrepreneurs be sustainable, be supported, help them through those difficult spots when they approach something or experience something that they don't have the knowledge about. They can tap into his program out there, or they can just call him. And he is so incredibly helpful and truly has a passion for small business and developing entrepreneurs. So it's pretty cool.
That is really, really cool. Coming up also at the same time, though, on January 15th, this is also out at the Fab Lab. If you're not going to do the entrepreneurial thing, you can do the guitar fabrication class once again at the Fab Lab.
Is this not crazy? I'm thinking, what a resolution, a goal for somebody for 2020. So guitar fabrication class going on at the college January 15th through May 15th. It's on Wednesday evenings as well, 5:30 to 8:30. And you will learn basic woodworking and wood finishing techniques, how electric guitars work, how guitar components are made, and guitar assembly and intonation. So what a cool thing. You can check it out all online. You can go to the website at the college. You can contact the Fab Lab out at the college, 332-5499, for information. So if that interests you, jump at that opportunity. How cool.
That is cool. Make your own guitar. So if you like playing guitar and you want to just go ahead and make your own instead of actually buying one, that would be very, very cool as well. And then on January 16th through the 19th will be the 2019 BHU National Championship.
Yes, so that will be one of the hunts that we were talking about. Bird Hunters, that BHU National Finals out at Remington Ranch. And I'm glad you brought that up, though, because if you are interested in being involved in the hunts or going out and watching, you can give us a call at the Chamber Office, 331-1890. Watch our Facebook page at Get Independence. We will be sharing that information, and we'll be getting that out to the community. But again, you can always give us a call at 331-1890. Watch our Facebook page and we can give you contact information to get involved in the Bird Hunters United National Championship, as well as the National Upland Classic Series Kansas State Championships that will take place at the end of the month on January 31st.
Very cool. So again, a lot of things going on in Independence. And Lisa, if anybody has any questions about all of these events, how can they contact you guys?
Absolutely. At 331-1890 at the Chamber Office. Our website is still under construction. Hopefully it will be up and running soon. And you can check us out on Facebook at Get Independence.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you very much for coming in today, telling us about all the great things happening in Independence. And any big plans tonight for New Year's Eve? Are you going to stay up for the New Year?
I will
year?
Be staying up,
yes. I probably will not. I have to be at work the next day, so it's a little too late for me at that point. So, but again, thank you very much for coming in today, and I hope you have a very happy New Year, and be safe out there tonight.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
All right. We are going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.